Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, May 23rd, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It's great to be back. I couldn't wait to get on here today. And if we weren't so busy, we'd start doing shows 7 days a week. But that's not quite possible, but it is good to be back here, folks. We hope everyone had a good weekend. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of things to cover today. The first, of course, and we didn't have a chance to talk about this last Friday, but everybody knows that one of the tabloid newspapers over in England ran a picture of Saddam Hussein in his underwear, right?
Uh-huh.
And this has people furious on both sides. It has the Muslims furious. It has the military supposedly furious about this. And, of course, the newspaper said that they got this photo from secret sources. I'm going to secret sources again. Well, here's something that nobody knows is not only do the newspapers have secret sources, but also here at Wing TV, we have secret sources too.
Yeah.
And in the mail today, we got a package which contains the infamous underwear that Saddam Hussein was wearing in that photo. But not only that, there was also some pictures.
Why would we want that?
Well, we don't want the underwear, but this is the important part, Lisa, is that they said there was also some pictures contained in these underwear that the Saddam would actually keep inside his underwear. So anyway, first of all...
Did he send rubber gloves to pick them up with?
Maybe it's... Now, I have to tell you, first of all, these underwear aren't what you call in the most pristine condition. But there they are. And see, Lisa, you can tell. Those are the actual underwear that Saddam Hussein wore. But now, here are the things that he was carrying.
Yeah, that was like the last straw for
him. See, they're going to do it again. Okay, now, this is what Saddam was carrying inside. His number first is this picture. Everybody's seen that, I'm sure. Well, you can't see it too good on the camera. That's a picture of Saddam Hussein shaking hands with Donald Rumsfeld. He carries that inside his underwear. Can you believe it? The second one now. This one's even better. Look at this. And this explains a lot, I think. A big picture of Laura Bush with, look at that.
You can't see it. It's glass.
The lipstick kiss is on it. Now, he carries that around. Do you think there might be some sexual tension between Saddam and George Bush over Laura? Maybe some jealousy? Maybe that's why they even started the war. You know, just too much glare in here.
Now you sound like some of the people that are speculating about us.
Now, there's also here, look at this, a receipt that he's carrying around in his underwear. And on the back, it says, George Sr., thank you for the WMDs, the weapons of mass destruction, sought Saddam. So he's carrying that around. And finally, there's this picture of Ariel Sharon, which, there you can kind of see it. On the back, it says, you can see that right there, Iraq was first, Iran is next. What do you think?
I think
pretty eye-opening, huh?
You're definitely in need of some sugar.
Now, of course, this is parody, and we have to say that. We never thought we'd have to say that, but when we did our quote-unquote Alex Jones interview, a lot of people actually either thought it was real or were accusing us of trying to fool people
into
thinking it was real.
Excessively rebuked for trying to put out a fake Alex Jones interview when
right.
all we did was do a parody.
Yeah, so that's what this was today, folks, and we just wanted to do that to show you that this is what parody was, and we thought everyone that watches the show is bright enough to know the difference between reality and parody, but
well, hopefully anyway. Now you will. You have to insert a little humor into all this gloom and doom once in a while. Don't take everything so seriously.
Right.
You can laugh still.
Yeah. Now, what we're going to do is get to some reader mail here. We talk about it all the time. We're going to say, we have to read this, but there's so much stuff to get to, we never get around to. But first, we're going to cover a couple news stories. First, Laura Bush going out to do George's dirty work. They send her over to Jerusalem, over to Israel. And instead of being received with accolades, what happens? She's jeered.
Yeah.
And booed. Not
what a surprise, huh?
Yeah, from both sides. Now, the Muslims were booing her and taunting her because they're saying, why is your husband killing our people? Why are you killing our sons and brothers and daughters and children? The Jews are lambasting her. Get this. Because they want George Bush to release Jonathan Pollard.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Welcome to our country, Mrs. Murderer.
Yeah. I mean, it's absurd that they would want us to release Jonathan Pollard, the worst spy ever in the history of this country. He was spying on our country for Israel, and they want us to release him. I can understand the Muslims saying, you know, why are you killing our people? But the Jews...
When she goes traveling, does she take a little earpiece with Karl Rove? Yeah. The thing in the
maybe
background?
Maybe she needs it. Yeah. Now, another thing is Alan Greenspan came out again. And he's talking about these two companies called Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Mm-hmm. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar, what these are is congressionally created companies that buy home mortgages. And about a year or so ago, their total holdings were up to $1.5 trillion. Mm-hmm. Now, that's an enormous amount of wealth placed in the hands of just two companies.
And Fannie Mae's been in attendance at the Bilderberg meetings in last year's too.
For many, many years.
But not this year, huh?
No, they weren't there this year, and maybe that's why Greenspan is so edgy about this, because he said that these two companies, it's highly dependent on their risk managers to do everything right. And if they do something wrong, it's going to be a huge risk to the financial markets. So in other words, he's saying if these places aren't perfect, it's going to crush our economy. And being at, you know, $1.5 trillion of holdings, it's very, very scary what they're sitting upon. Hmm. So how about another thing here? South Korea, this stem cell research. There's a guy named Hwang Soo-hook or something like that. Yeah, I can't even remember. But what he's doing, Lisa, I'm sure you read this.
Should steer clear of trying to pronounce foreign names.
Is he's cloning human embryos.
Great.
And there are a lot of people, of course, that are in favor of this. But in the article I read, he says that what they want to set up there at I think it was Seoul University, mm-hmm. over in South Korea, was this high-tech assembly line that's churning out these cloned human embryos 24 hours a day.
Maybe someday we'll see Mattel get into the action.
Yeah. So anytime I hear embryos or anything biological and human or high-tech assembly lines, that rings forth to me, Big Brother, Brave New World, and so forth. So we definitely have to keep our eyes open about that. Now, how about Pat Tillman? You know who he is, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was the football player that gave up his career, went over to fight in Afghanistan, and became a hero when they said he was shot in the line of duty. This very heroic thing. Well, then it came out a year later that what happened. It really didn't happen that way, but he got killed by friendly fire. His own troops mistakenly or accidentally shot him. Now, his parents just came out, Lisa, and they are irate. They're irate because the government didn't play it straight with them in the military. Since day one, they knew this right off the bat.
Well, what's funny about it, why I laughed, was because why did anyone expect the government and the military to play it straight in the first place?
Yeah, and I was thinking about that today when I was listening on the radio, and I thought, they haven't told the truth, the
about
military
anything.
Or the government, about anything since day one. Since the election in 2000 until today, they've literally lied about everything. How about Jessica Lynch?
Yeah.
That whole big debacle where she was throned out to hero status.
Yeah.
The whole thing ended up being a lie.
And then the real heroes, they ostracized.
Yeah.
Like the Minutemen.
Yeah. And what the parents are upset about is that they said if they would have came out, if the army would have told the truth about what really happened to Tillman, it would have had a big impact on recruiting, a negative impact.
The truth isn't found in the Army Field Manual Handbook.
Right. Now, one last thing. Princess Diana, it's going to be the 8-year anniversary of her death. And there's new information coming out that the driver of the car, Andre Paul, actually has these ties to MI5. Surprising? Not at all.
No.
Now, I remember the day that she died, that she got murdered. And I got up at about 3:30, turned on the TV, and there was the first news reports. Well, I told my buddy later that day exactly what happened. My theory on it, and I still believe it, and we don't have time to get into it today, but maybe one of these days we will. But that certainly wasn't an accident that was done by the paparazzi.
Well, there are all kinds of accidents that don't actually qualify as accidents.
Yeah. Now, I have a little news report here in the Federal Observer, a huge article in the latest edition.
The Emerson Review.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
Federal Observer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess because he writes for them too, huh? The Emerson Review, one of our best friends, Rick Fiaceda, huge article.
Rick Fiaceda has a feature in the Emerson Review, so we hope everyone will check it out. Rick Fiaceda is also one of our Minutemen, and he's the host of Chicago's hometown station's show, Heritage on Our Perspective on Our Heritage.
Right, and his website is angry-white-mail.com.
Right, Angry-White Mail Hour.
Yeah, and why don't we start with his letter? This is a real brief one, but he was writing about this whole Alex Jones thing that's going on.
Right, and he says, "That's why I love you guys. You guys have balls, and my attitude, too. You would have made good Marines. Semper Fi."
Yeah, we take that as a big... Now, also, when we talk about this stuff with Alex Jones and GC on the show, people invariably always say, "Oh, you're going to hurt the movement." That's the big thing. Well, the FBI recently came out with something that they listed their top who they consider domestic terrorists. Now, was Alex Jones number one on that list? No, of course not.
Didn't sneak his name there at all?
Yeah, actually, who they listed was a group called ELF, which is the Animal Liberation Front. And the reason they were listed is because this group is active. They go out and sabotage things.
Right.
Now, we're not saying that we want people to go out and burn buildings down or whatever, but the reason the FBI recognizes ELF as a danger or a threat to them is because they do something. They get out and they're active. Alex Jones isn't doing that. And this leads to an excellent letter that came to us.
On one of the forums,
right,
it was posted that we are doing harm to the movement we're supposedly pushing forward.
Right.
And a response to this was so great, we had to share it with
this
you.
This is excellent.
The person said, "What movement? Passing out a friggin' video? Subscribing to someone's website? Do you know what a movement is? You have to actually move for it to be a movement. Don't you think black Americans in the 60s were able to achieve what they did by passing out... do you think this... that they were able to achieve what they did by passing out friggin' videos? Fudge no. They actually got up off of their asses, got organized, and did something about it. So did the hippies when they protested the war in Vietnam. I would just once like to hear Alex Jones do one whole show without trying to sell his friggin' videos, and instead advocate for people to get off their asses, get organized, and march on Washington. How hard would that be for him to do? What's he waiting for? Isn't it obvious that trying to vote those efforts out won't work, or writing our reps, or passing around a friggin' video? Am I wrong? Shit, he couldn't even help promote the gathering at the 10th anniversary of the OKC bombing on his show.
That's
what
very
was that
true.
About? And then they continue. Last week, while listening to his show, I wanted to vomit after I heard Alex bitch and moan about how he was the real grandfather of the 9/11 truth movement. Does it really matter who the grandfather of the 9/11 truth movement is? Is that what really matters to him? And then, to hear him rant over and over about how this is my road, this is my road. Wrong, Alex. This is our road. Our road. And this road isn't about your friggin' videos, or who the grandfather of the 9/11 truth movement is, or censoring your goddamn archives that people pay for. It's our
very
road.
Good.
It's our road, all of us together.
What a great, great letter.
Yeah, that's
and
an excellent response.
We're going to publish all these letters here in the next day or two. How about now? The next one. Here, this guy here, he also understands what's going on. It's a brief email.
This person read our Alternative Media Equals Mainstream Media article, and he wrote to us. Lisa and Victor, unbelievably great article, superb critical thinking, no schmoozy, schmeary ad hominem attacks, just the facts. Great reliance on testing of reality as opposed to mere perception manipulation. Excellent attack on the corporate virus that attacks the truthfulness of our media. Wonderful illustration on how careerism, and I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine, molds show content. This one needs to be put into the archives of all-time great American documents. The angel of America, the one who has her wings spread out over our great nation, is smiling her wonderful, loving, wise smile. That's good enough for me.
Very good, yeah. Now, how about, here's someone that they said they hate to admit it, but...
Yeah.
They came around now.
Hello, Victor and Lisa. I hate to admit this, but I feel you might be right about the alternative media's hidden control by the same forces who handle the mainstream news. I think the Illuminati have outdone themselves this time. No wonder Alex Jones got into the Bohemian Grove so easily. I always wondered about that, and now it all makes perfect sense. I think the ruling elite want us to know who they are. The scary part about this whole thing is that Alex and company do not even realize how much they're being used by the same people they're supposed to be going after and exposing. I guess this is what happens when you fight the Illuminati. You become them unless they are, because they are the fight.
Right. Now, one last one from Rick Stanley, whose website can be found at stanley2002.org. And he's one of the great fighters in this movement. He's a man of action. And he just summed it up in one line. Huh?
Right. He was responding to that baseless, factually incorrect article written by the guy named Kerwin. And he goes on, but I'm just going to say the first line. He said, "This is a disinformation article, pure and simple. I know Lisa and Victor. Good people, good patriots. There has been a swing to attack them recently. I understand how that works. Had many swings at me over the last 5 years. Just wanted you to know that I know these people. They are the real deal."
Thank you very much, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Now, we're going to get to one more, but first of all, I have to read a couple letters that I got. First, I got a great buddy out in Los Angeles, and as everybody knows by now, that L.A. just elected their first Hispanic mayor in over a century, in over 100 years. So I emailed him, and I said, "What's the mood out there? What's the vibe about this?" And he said, "There's only about an 11% voter turnout in L.A., and the populace has long since been beaten down by riots, crimes, gangs, fires, earthquakes, the state debt, gas prices, and the media is the one that's leading the way." Well, Hahn, Kenneth Hahn, who I remember when I used to live in L.A., was the mayor that lost, and he was nothing but, they said, a city manager beforehand, but he was never seen as a leader. He was just called the mayor, and there was nothing more to that. He describes him as a slow flow of tepid water, which is well phrased. But in the last days, he kowtowed to the minorities, the ones that least vote, and he had this new LAPD policy where if somebody's driving at you and using their vehicle as a weapon, you're not even allowed to use your weapons against this person or to even make any kind of arrest. I'm just, but he said this is absolutely ridiculous, and he says, and as the minorities are historically the least likely to cast their ballots, Hahn was the greater of two evils to those who vote and who witnessed him cave into the minorities. L.A. will soon be Margaritaville, and there will be a Mexican restaurant in every street corner with Cinco de Mayo being celebrated monthly. That sure doesn't give you a sense of hope at all. And also, our good friend down in New Jersey, Vinny, Vinny Sammartino, and he read my article about China. China's shipping their cars into the United States. Here's what Vinny says. "The American people will buy the autos." Yeah. That means the Chinese automobiles. And here's why. "Blue-collar workers have been losing their jobs steadily for the last 25 years to cheap labor. Did America care? No. Did the politicians care? Did white-collar workers care? No. Ford Motors just closed a plant here in New Jersey. Did the people care? No one cared. The AMPT company just let us know that the warehouse that I work at is being farmed out to CNS wholesalers. CNS hates unions and loves illegal workers. Does anybody care? Need I answer? The bottom line is, if your pay has been cut 25 to 50%, what can you afford to buy?" Do you see what they're doing here? They're lowering our standard of living so horrendously that we're going to be forced to buy these Chinese automobiles. It's going to be like, I always use this, the cows deliberately walking into the slaughterhouse knowing that they're going to get killed. Now, one last letter. We have to warn everybody. The person that wrote this letter used some obscene language. If this offends you in any way or if your kids are watching, take them out of the room right now. But go ahead, Lisa.
Okay. Some of the harshest criticism, some of the most vicious criticism we've received has been from the 9/11 Truth Non-Movement. And particularly a very familiar name, Phil Jahan of the Let's Roll 9/11.org website. I was a moderator in his forums and had permission to post there.
Yeah. For weeks now, and even though I don't get into these groups or whatever, Lisa keeps me filled in. And for weeks on end, these people have been pounding and hammering Lisa, which she's a good fighter. She's a big girl. She can stick up for herself. But Phil Jahan was the one that repeatedly says, "Oh, let Alex go. There's nothing to worry about."
Let me explain just a little bit. Yeah. They had extreme overreactions to my posting links to our articles and shows, which I had permission to do and encouragement from
Phil
Jahan. I had permission to post there, and I did, and everyone knee-jerked and attacked me for weeks now. And during the course of these flip-flop, schizo, posts Phil Jahan was making on this forum. He posted something about Alex Jones, about how he really feels about Alex Jones.
Now, he deleted it very quickly.
He deleted it later at the urging of someone else who's very well known. But I had a copy of this thread, and it's been posted in other forums, which he probably doesn't realize. This is what he had to say about Alex Jones.
Now, this is verbatim. This is an exact quote.
Okay? He says, yeah, nice website. He's not getting a link until he links to us. Why? Because I am not all about Alex. And since Alex wants to be on his own, the Lone Ranger, far be it from me to upset his apple cart. He doesn't want us or need us. He also said this. Fuck Alex Jones. There, I said it. What every 9/11 person feels about Alex Jones. Every one of us hates him because he is all about him. There isn't a single 9/11 researcher who doesn't feel this way. They all hate Alex Jones because of how he acts.
Wow.
Now, he posted this in public forums. Yeah. This wasn't a private email to me. And it's been subsequently cut and pasted into other forums, not by me.
Now, Lisa, we've been criticized for quote-unquote, attacking Alex Jones.
But by him, most of all, Phil Jahan.
Yeah, but see, we've never once said anything personally against Alex. What we're questioning is his censorship tactics, his fear-mongering, his excessive hard sell tactics, and things like that.
The 9/11 research community in certain segments has really come down on us hard for even questioning Alex Jones, bringing up valid points, legitimate issues. And I keep asking this question. What kind of a truth movement do we have that refuses to stand up and defend the truth?
Yeah, if we can't clean up our own house.
I mean, exactly.
How can we expect the mainstream media to clean up their house?
And so we have hypocrites like this coming down on us when they speak even worse about the same man, and they don't stick to issues.
Yeah, he wasn't talking about any issues
there. He had a personal resentment.
Yeah, that was a personal attack by Phil Jahan on Alex Jones. And Lisa, over the weekend, we've been criticized a lot, and she had a great point. A lot of people said, you know, they're all, since we're doing this, we're COINTELPRO, or we're Mossad, or we're Intel. But what did you say?
I said, there's also another possibility. We could just be telling the truth.
Right. Did anybody ever think that? Could we just be telling the truth about all this?
And the reason that we are sticking to our guns is because we know we're in the right.
Yep.
And we know that the truth always comes out in the wash sooner or later. And more people are starting to see that what we're saying is true. More and more people are trying to contact Alex Jones and get some answers. And he's ignoring them, too.
They're very, very upset
because... In fact,
because
everything Alex Jones is doing is proving us right.
Right.
I mean, not doing.
Yeah. We were right about Rupert. Yep. We were right about Art Bell. We were right about Amy Goodman and folks. We're right about Alex Jones.
And a lot of you are going to feel very foolish for all of the vicious things that have been said to us, trying to castigate us and demonize us for just standing up and telling the truth. You should have more people willing to do that in this movement. People like Rick Stanley and Rick Biesada, for example.
Exactly.
And Chris Emery.
Yeah. And we're going to be back tomorrow on Wing TV. We're going to talk about depleted uranium. It's going to be a hot show, folks. So keep your eyes open.
Keep sending us email. Right. We like hearing from you.
Yeah, because there's a lot. And
we'll answer you.
Yeah, exactly. Keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
Have a good day.